Hello and welcome to the Next 100 Days podcast. My name is Graham Arrowsmith.
And my name's Kevin Appleby. Well, Graham, I've heard plenty about health tech, but today we're exploring something different called rest tech.
This is going to be a really fascinating interview. We have got just the most beautiful American in the whole world on the podcast. Her name is Shalice Daniels. Shalice, welcome to the Next 100 Days podcast.
Thank you. I have to pause a minute and finish blushing.
Oh
Thank you,
well, yeah. Well,
Graham.
I'm a natural blusher. I've got rosacea
Flattery will
all
get
over.
you everywhere, Graham.
And we have to make our guests feel comfortable right at the beginning, because then we go at them, you know. So no. You're from D, or at least you're living in Detroit. Are you from Detroit?
Actually am
Oh.
living, born, raised, educated right here in the city of Detroit.
Well, I when I was a youngster, I that's the music that was created in Detroit was my thing, and so yeah, that was where I don't know why, but that's just the thing that I listened to. These are the melodies, and I was always a sucker for a love song. So what can I say? I'm sure it's a lot more than that. Yeah.
Motown is where the music came from. I
Yeah.
mean, the cars and the music.
Yeah,
That's
well, your car's less so nowadays.
true. Yeah, but sadly, that's left Detroit as quite a ghost town to some extent, isn't
Okay, so when's the
it?
last time you were here, Kevin?
Yeah, it's all improved, has it?
It is so, in fact, we've gone over to a lot of the autonomous technology, a lot of the autonomous cars.
Oh,
And I
wow.
was just at our train station. It was bustling, one of the busiest in the country. And it went down for years, for probably the better part of 4 decades. And it's just seen a resurgence,
Great.
and
Oh,
where mobility
fantastic.
began, and we're back to that's where a lot of the electric mobility exploration and research is coming from. So we're
Oh,
back. We're coming back in the game.
that is fantastic, because I support a football team
Yeah.
that's just doing the same thing. We're resurging, we're going back up to the top, and there's something about that story, and we've been in the doldrums a bit. So basically I relate to Detroit, but let's talk a little bit about rest tech, because Kevin,
Yeah,
he
and
needs a
Graham,
bit of a rest.
I'm reading Shalice's website, and I'm lost at the end of the first sentence.
Yeah, what
Helping
is it?
high-pressure leaders downshift into the parasympathetic nervous system.
Oh my, that's a
What
long.
is that all about?
Yeah.
So, with there are two parts to your nervous system. Your nervous system runs throughout your body. It's your brain, brain stem, and a lot of other nerves that go throughout. You have your sympathetic, which we know as your fight and flight.
Right.
Right? Everybody knows fight and flight when they're tense, and fawn and freeze. Now we've added those four categories. And then there's the opposite, which is the parasympathetic nervous system. And that's the one when we are doing yoga or meditating or asleep or just in our zen zone, is what I used to call it.
Right.
And that's called our rest and digest system. And
Right.
so it could say 90 seconds or less to their rest and digest nervous system. But that's what the parasympathetic nervous system is about. And when you're there, you're allowed this spaciousness in your prefrontal cortex or in your brain so that you can think and make clearer decisions. But when you're in fight or flight or freeze, you can't think. All you can do is survive.
Do. Yeah, and as you say, survive. So, I mean, Kevin, are you in one of those states at the moment? I suppose you're in one of them, because you're there barely, but you're still there. And I think you, what are you in, a fight or flight, or are you in this sort of calm?
Gosh, and I'm not going to answer that question directly, Graham, because it's actually opening up a whole load of interest for me. Now, we talk to CFOs all the time in our business. And one of the things that CFOs talk about is being in this state of task overwhelm and not being able to find themselves thinking time and so on. And I guess this is all part of how do you get out of all of that very, very busy day to day that's going on and actually give yourself some space.
So part of it is that you take a moment. Okay, let's start here. Did you know that emotions and feelings can metabolize in the body in 90 seconds or less?
What does that mean? Don't use a big word with me around,
Sure.
Shalice, because
You
it's.
can process, your body can move through any emotion, happiness, sadness, anger, triggered in 90 seconds or less. And it's been proven scientifically that that can happen. And so when I went through training, I have my little kit here with me. I always do. I learned how to downshift or how to go into the rest and digest out of that trigger in 90 seconds through using some of my tools. One of them is a mind fold. It's got these here deep sockets for the eyes because you keep your eyes open. And for about 90 seconds, your brain is trying to predict what it's seeing because my eyes are open. So I'm supposed to be seeing something, but I see black. And so it causes an automatic reset because of the confusion in 90 seconds. So I tell folks, this is how I train my high performer CFOs, COOs, CEOs to get their thinking mind back on track. Take a
So
moment and reset.
you're in a okay. What you can what you I think what I'm hearing is that I can be feeling really angry about something, and in and you can get me out of that, or you think, or you or I can get myself out of that in 90 seconds, or it could last for 90 seconds, or it I'm but then you
Right.
get into a different state. So
That round, I can see how you can get into that angry mode in less than
You,
okay.
some people can get
Something
into the angry
triggers
mode
it.
in less than
Also
90
think
seconds.
of the happiness, the smile, the laughter. Well, hey, you're listening to a comedian, you hear a joke, bang, there's the laughter. So I can understand how you can get into these into some of these states. So I guess the same has to be true that by putting yourself into a different state, you've got to be able to get out of it, haven't you? Surely if that
You
says, can you put
do.
yourself into any state in 90 seconds?
We choose our thoughts. And if you choose not to play that thought on a loop, then we can choose to come out of it. There's another exercise that I use, and it's blowing bubbles. And people love it because it brings in joy. When I say blowing bubbles, both of you smile. Graham, you gave me a half smile. That's a smile.
Well, no,
I know that. That's definitely a smile.
you've clearly done the research, but no, seriously, it's just that a friend of mine I've been trying to get in touch with today is from Canada, and he supports West Ham United, and of course their song is "I'm Forever Blowing Bubbles," and so when they come out onto the pitch, there's bubbles going up and everything, and so people blow those things out. The thing is that that's their thing. So I was kind of half thinking that, there must be something deep seated. I don't know why they chose bubbles, but the bubble lasts as long as their run lasts, if you know what I mean. So basically, but no, seriously, I'm not a big West Ham fan. But the point is, I'm st help me out here, Shalice, because one of the things I'm still struggling with. Kevin's probably already got it because he's very bright. But this, I'm in a state of anger or something. Why does it last 90 seconds? Have I got the wrong end of the stick?
No, 90 seconds is what has been proven by a doctor who studied at Harvard by the name of Jill Bolte Taylor. And I don't know the science in terms of what it goes through first, like if it hits your prefrontal cortex or goes to the amygdala to the prefrontal cortex and then goes through the vagus tone and then somehow dissipates. I'm
Right.
not sure about that part. But what
Okay.
I have done is I've accepted the research and I've observed, and it did have something to do with a little bit of priming. Let me be clear, because when we think something's going to happen, a lot of times we start moving our heads like, yes, 90 seconds, it'll process. And whether it actually does go through the amygdala to the prefrontal and somehow dissipate through the vagus nerve that clears it out, or whether we believe it. It has been proven true. And so I have in the bubbles, So this is why I say the bubbles. Mine is not as big as the West Ham. What was the name of
West Ham
the
United, yeah, they're,
West Ham United?
yeah.
Mine are small, but
Oh,
what
nice.
happens is when you breathe out
Wow.
for longer than you inhale, it automatically puts the body, it does like a vagal toning for the vagus nerve, which is something that opens up your it opens up your vagus nerves, yeah, your vagal duct, and
Right.
it's out waste, and it also causes your downshift or your heart rate to drop when you breathe out longer
Okay.
than when you breathe in. And
Right.
that's like more technical piece of it. But fact is, you feel better when you're exhaling, almost like exercising, gasping for breath. It puts you in that type of energy.
So if you can, right, okay, I'm trying to get my, because I, this is Kevin's right at the beginning. This is so important. Assuming that I find myself in a bit of a mood, I can make that last for a while, but the end of the day, let's just say,
I can definitely second that. Graham can
but
make
the
that last for quite a while.
but let's just say, I recognize now I've got a different perspective because Shalice has come into our lives, and do I have to recognize that I'm being, I don't know, happy or sad or whatever, or in a bit of a fog or whatever? Do I have to recognize that and then recognize that, yeah, after 90 seconds it's going to change because I'm going to do certain things, of wear a mask or whatever it is? Do I have to do something and then after 90 seconds the chances are I'm going to change?
It's called cue based. A lot of times, see, here in the States, I love to use this, that kids call it crashing out or triggered. Have
Right.
you heard of that where you are?
Triggered, yeah, but
Okay,
crashing out,
triggered.
not so much, no.
Yep. Yeah, that's the young kids, right? They love it when I say that. They're like, oh, she's hip, she gets it. I
Well,
do.
you are hip, but
But
I mean, Kevin's in his 80s, so I mean, it's not going to be like that. Well, all right,
I'm younger than Graham.
yeah, all right, fair enough. But yeah.
And so yes, you do realize I like to switch it from triggered to a cue. It's a cue-based type of training. And that I know every time I walk into this Monday morning meeting, I'm going to have someone over talk me, interrupt me, or it's just going to go on and on and on and pass the time that it needs to go, or we're going to cover the same thing over and over, whatever that cue is for you.
Yeah.
Try to change the language. And so before you go in, you want to bring yourself down and do one of the exercises that work for you, whether it's that reset, the
Right.
ocular reset, or whether it's the blowing of the bubbles, or whether it's
So
humming.
when you get your bubble blowing machine out in the middle of a meeting, then everybody knows you're really pissed off with somebody for, because they're like talking too long.
Now everybody's triggered,
Well, exactly. Oh, they're all
but
sniggering to each other. Oh, look, it's a
they're like, uh-oh, Janet has triggered him again. No. So you don't do that. You choose the exercise that works best for you. I have like, this is my bag of tricks here, okay?
Oh, I
So
get that.
this one that I love to use under the table, it's very discreet and it takes care of you, the nerves that are in your, you have 7,000 nerve endings in your feet. Not that you care, right? But it does take care of the nerve endings in your feet, and it's something that you can place under the table. And while you're at the boardroom, you
Yeah.
can, while Janet or Jim is talking, you can roll this and activate the same types of nerve endings from the bottom up, which is actually a lot more effective. So I would highly not recommend doing this as soon as Jim triggers you in the middle of the board meeting. That is something that one out of 10 highly do not recommend, okay?
Right.
But
Okay.
something as simple as this, or grounding with your hands under the desk, is
Right.
perfectly fine.
That's amazing. Kevin, have you ever found yourself doing this almost unconsciously?
I've certainly found myself getting triggered in those
Yeah,
situations.
but if you don't have a technique to get yourself out of that or move yourself on from that into a different state. then you're losing, aren't you?
Oh,
Isn't
you are. Yes,
that
yes.
you're so what you're doing is, Shalice, is you're actually giving these tools to people who are in that situation. And I haven't been in a corporate meeting for more than a decade, so basically it's not my thing, but it used to be. And I didn't care for those big meetings. And yes, I would be, I'm pretty glad the corporate have seen the back of me, but at the end of the day, it's mutual. The thing is, there were certain things about almost having to accept others. And now, of course, it's a lot worse. All this PC stuff. I mean, I'd have been fired before I was fired, sort of thing, with the PC stuff. I mean, I'd never get away with it, especially in London. Imagine being in London. They'd have the police round on us. You can't say that now, Graham. You can't say that. Anyway, so going back to it, if I do this underneath the table, I'm not just thinking I'm going to make a lot of money here.
You might be, and maybe that will calm you down.
Yeah, that probably would. But is there a choice of tool for different states? So if it's just give us an idea, contrast a couple of them, just so we get a
Absolutely.
feel for it.
So, interesting. The way that I've been trained and what I believe and have observed over the time is that each nervous system is different. And the way that we describe it is N equals one. One nervous system is one. And so, excuse me, what works for you to downshift may not work for someone else in the same exact situation, which is why I'm going to have to drink some water. One
Oh,
second.
sorry. I was going to offer you mine, but it's a long way
It
from Detroit.
is. Thank you. Which is why it's important to have more than one tool and to try them out. This is a wristband. And this wristband is known for being used for nausea. And it stimulates your P6 nerve. It's actually just for anxiety. A lot of times on ships and long car rides, people get nauseous because they're anxious. And this sits right at your P6 nerve, three fingers in, right here, and you tighten it. And this can be worn right before the meeting,
Right.
and it should calm your anxiety before you go in. So you have this little bag of tools, or what I call it is my bag of tricks. And you try them out and you see what works for you. And that's the one or three things that you do repeatedly over and over
And how do you know?
and over.
I don't know, it seems obvious, doesn't it, I suppose, but how do you know that you've downshifted?
Oh, you've a couple things. I love this question more than you know. I've just distributed or started gauging through KPIs, key performance indicators, right? That's what we used to call it. And
Sure.
now I have like key relaxation indicators. And so I tie this wearable ring. It's a smart ring. Have you ever heard of Aura?
Yeah, but I don't.
So this is not Aura. This is Aura's little sister, little sister. It
Right.
takes a lot less vital signs than the Aura does, tracks a lot less. And so you have this dashboard, and pre-meeting, you can look at your vitals or take them, and post-meeting or pre-90 second downshift, you can look at it and post, and then see if your heart rate dropped. Or if your heart rate variability increased. And I explain all of this. The reason why I just added this tool to the kit is because of the question that you said, how do I know that it worked?
Got you.
Ah, so that there we've got an answer to the question I was coming up with. We were talking rest tech. And up to now, we haven't seen very much tech. No.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, that
But
thing
we've got the ring
probably
now.
wraps. Yeah, I'm sure I've used one of, why do I think I've used one of those?
You may have.
And I'm trying to think what, maybe an aeroplane. I don't know, whatever, but it's the idea of your eyes still being open, so it's, with eyelashes and everything. You
Yeah.
anyway, I can't remember where it was, but definitely come across that before. But the ring I would never wear because I can't wear any jewelry, or it's just a
Yeah.
thing. But in my case, I'd probably have to sort of feel the fact that my body is,
That's
and
it.
maybe retrospectively look at it if there's some other way of measuring it. So I don't
So
know.
the question, before this came about, the question that I would say is, do you still want to flip the desk over? And if the answer is no, then it worked. If the answer is slightly, do something else and see if that works.
Right. So you might be chaining things together
That's
to get
right.
yourself through that meeting
Absolutely.
with
Absolutely.
finance, because it would be finance, wouldn't it, Kevin? I mean,
Well, that actually, I'm thinking of a very specific example right now where this could be useful or could have been useful. But it's quite a long time ago. It was while I was working for London 2012, the Olympics, and there was a certain person who was always a troublemaker in whatever meeting. And you had to include her because she was the head of equality and diversity. But put there because she was a political plant by the mayor of London.
And you knew that at the time.
I lost it quite a number of times in meetings that this particular person was involved in. So some of these techniques would have been really useful back then. Yeah.
I look, people have different views, but I have a view that says we don't need it. Because if you're talented, I don't care what color or shape or whatever you are, your orientation, none of that matters. If you're
Yeah.
talented enough, like you clearly are, then basically you're going to rise to your own top. I mean, it won't be as high as my top, of course, because mine's going to, no, seriously, no, of course it is. And the whole point of this is that I don't know, I just feel that if when somebody says you have to be behaved like this, then we get the, sorry, to downshift, then we get, sorry, upshift, then we get the,
it
They get we get the kind of
right.
nonsense that we've seen in our country very recently in Southampton, and I think that kind of nonsense, it has to stop. We have to start treating all people with grace and what's the right word? Equalness.
What's happening in Southampton?
Oh,
Excuse my ignorance.
well, no, it has been picked up in America, but basically, a white boy was killed by a Sikh man, a stupid Sikh man, because usually the Sikh community are absolutely beyond reproach, but they are allowed, sadly, they're allowed to carry the sort of knife that their culture suggests they should carry. It's supposed to be blunt, but it obviously was used in an aggressive way and killed this boy. But when the police turned up, this Sikh gentleman decided to say he's racially abused me. And of course, in the world of the police nowadays, and this is why I think it's all wrong, the world of the police, they've said, well, being racially abused is higher than having a knife stuck in your back and say, and the boy saying, I can't breathe. He didn't just say I can't breathe, he said it several times. And his last part of being on this earth was his having the police read his rights, being arrested, and he was dead, and he was an 18-year-old, and a lot of white people, and actually a lot of people, were disgusted by this, absolutely disgusted, and they took to the streets and protested. There was a little bit of unruliness, but the point is, it's that kind of, I don't know, when you get that triggers a lot of people, including me. But I haven't listened. I haven't actually took. I've never. The video is out of the situation. I've not. Lo I've. I haven't brought myself to watch that because I don't think I want to. But the fact is the shall we say the police have got a different hierarchy of what is in, of how they should manage populations,
Okay.
and I think that's wrong, because everybody, regardless of your shape and color and all the rest of that, we can all get triggered.
Yeah, we can. I think So thank you for sharing that, and thanks for educating me on what happened. The DE&I, and as it exists or as it was built in the United States, was built so that people could have equal opportunity. And for what
Completely.
has happened here in the States, I think it is very much so necessary coming from a Black woman. And I know that, yes, I am very talented, but if they saw my face or saw my name, they would know we don't really want to hear from her because this person comes with a stigma tied to her, and folks may or may not want to do business with us simply because we hired her. Or our upper management, usually older white men, may have a stigma about this person that looks this way, even though things have changed and she's bright. That priming that I talked about earlier, it exists on so many levels in so many ways, and unconsciously in a lot of ways, such that laws had to be put in place. Now, in policing, I don't know what to say about that incident. Everything can be abused. All types of policies and laws that are put in place have
Well,
the ability to be abused.
the police were changed their rules on the basis of what happened to that drug addict who had his neck lent on.
Oh, wow.
And don't get me wrong, but I don't, I might, my view might differ from yours. But the point
Yeah.
is, but that at the end of the day, our police changed their situation. However, I am taking us off track a little bit.
We're going
Okay.
well off
So,
track.
I mean, it's so far off track. Kevin will be cutting all of that out of the.
Okay.
He will. But the beauty is that, first of all, you are a very, very beautiful lady, but I don't think you need DEI.
No.
If anybody turns you down purely because you have the same.
Please come to the States.
No,
Come
seriously. No, every now and again.
You
Honestly,
need
if
to
they
be
do,
here.
they are ridiculous, and that you shouldn't deal with them anyway. You shouldn't want to
Yeah,
deal with them.
I
But
agree. I 100% agree
yeah.
with
But having said that, some of the most successful people in America, I mean, you don't have to look that far, are people of color. And at the end of the day, good luck to them. But the you know, I just say people of color. I hate saying stuff like that because it's I've been told to say that word. But I can't call you black because you're not black. You're actually brown. I mean, my daughter-in-law is. I mean, at the end of the day, boy, is she beautiful. And she'll always be beautiful. And I think that I don't know. I just sorry, I'm going on a rant. I shouldn't do.
Okay. So we
I need your services now, don't I? Graham, let's get back on topic. Come on. I've got myself into a state for Shalice to get me out of it.
Yeah. So thank you for sharing your point of view. Thank you for being open to listening to my point of view as well. I think it's important for everyone's point of view to be heard and not suffocated, and also for people to try to understand them. That is what makes us a better place, I think, humanity.
I agree.
So now we're going to get you some bubbles. And I usually have people do three rounds. We're going to have you do six. We're going to double that dosage.
She knows me well. She knows
Only
me well.
six.
All right. Okay. I love the bubbles. You don't. I don't have to have any. Just the mental. I'm blowing bubbles.
It is. It is excellent because that's what I tell people. They run out of those bubbles real fast. I'm like, you've got it now. You've got it. The muscle memory is there. Just act like you're blowing the bubbles, you
I
know?
love it.
Yeah,
Yeah, I
it's
love
a
that. Yeah.
thing.
But it's interesting here that you're using these things as physical triggers to do something. And actually, I'm spotting something else going on here that imagining them is kicking off some mental triggers. I mean, Graham brought up the West Ham thing and so on, but I was thinking, gosh, 2-year-old grandson in the bath loves blowing bubbles or having bubbles blown for him. And you just the visualization of it takes your mind to somewhere else. And it's almost as effective.
It is. It's just as effective, but you first needed to have that cue. You first needed to have that thing to develop that muscle so that you could continue to recall that muscle memory, right? Or recall that memory, that state change.
The danger here is that you're going to get wish versions of you. You know, sorry, I wish I don't. You probably don't know what wish is, do you? But you, this, you know, what's Sheen wish?
Oh, yes.
Right,
I
I
do know
can't.
what that
Right, so basically, they come along. All right, give me one of those face
is.
masks. Give me a thing of bubbles, and for 20 quid, $25, then
Right.
basically they're set. But they're not, are they? Because you've got
But
some really
Graham,
long words.
here's the thing. Here's the thing. Here's what I love about that is that that means you know how the we call Band-Aids Band-Aids, or in the States we call Band-Aids Band-Aids, and it's not actually a Band-Aid, it's a adhesive whatever bandage.
Yeah,
I
exactly.
love that because my goal and my passion is for this to become a way of life. So if there's some wish or sheen out there doing what I'm doing, go right ahead. Now, if you want the real McCoy, which is what we call it here, then you'll
Like.
hire me, you'll talk to me, and you'll become certified as an edge to ease facilitator. But if you want it, I'm happy. I'm happy to have little missionaries going around because at the end of the day, Graham and Kevin, it makes us a better people. We make clearer, cleaner, better decisions. And I think we're also able to be more compassionate. And maybe one day we won't need that damn DE&I. But as far as I'm concerned, right now, today, the way that things exist, especially here in the States, especially now, we need
Yeah, well,
it.
I'm open to that because basically you're living a different experience to me. But and having said that, I was kind of brought up with the idea. The one thing that I was brought up, my parents said that the one thing that they voted a particular way, but they said they should always have a safety net. They should always have a safety net for people because people fall and they need it. And in lots of different ways, we've helped other people in from a really early age. People who needed help coming to eat with me, and they stunk of ale, but basically they were eating at my at the table, eating our food because they needed it. So I've always had that sense of fairness. But you try and translate that into everyday life, it just don't work. But I like the idea that you have a bigger mission to help manage. What's the thing that you're managing?
I would say
Space.
stress through the
Stress.
nervous system because we all have these nervous systems, and I don't know that we have in the past, in the recent past, definitely in the several decades ago past, acknowledged that a lot of the stress, the inputs are all going into this nervous system and that we have control over that.
Yeah, I like that, Kevin. I there's something you had. That young man's attacker figured himself for a different place wouldn't have happened. And
You see?
that's the
And
beauty of
it
what
has
you're saying, really.
a lot of times road rage. I think about road rage. This person is getting to a sick child. They're upset. Their boss has, triggered them or something has happened. And now they're mad at you, which really has nothing to do with you squeezing in front of them. It has everything to do with the state that they're in at the time that you squeezed in front of them. Because had they been thinking about, or had it been Kevin, and then he was remembering his 2-year-old grandson playing with those bubbles in the backyard in this lovingly way, when you squeeze between them, it'll be like, oh,
No, I agree. That makes a lot of sense.
that's true. You think about driving the car. There are some days where you get really annoyed when you're sitting in the queue and that car comes down the outside and cuts all the way at the front. There are other days a car comes down, you quite happily let them in.
It's Audi drivers. The Audi drivers,
Audi cases there, Graham.
they all think they're trailers because they're so bloody close to you in the back. You think, have they hooked up to my car in some way?
So this is it. You just explained it there, Graham. So when I'm getting really mad about the car that's gone down the outside and cut in, that's when I'm driving the Audi, right? But when I'm letting people in, I'm therefore driving the MX5.
All
There you
right. And BMW drivers, of course, we're all drug dealers. But for
go.
me, then I got myself a BMW, and oh well, no, they're really fine people, you know. So, you know. Anyway, I've moved into Elon's camp for the last so many years. So, and
Yeah, so
I love
you're a
it.
Tesla driver.
I certainly am, and I
Which
love
one do
it.
you have?
I have the Model Y, which is the new, and I've just got the new one about a week ago, and I
Yeah.
just love it. I absolutely love it.
So I have the Model Y as well.
Wow.
And I got a flat tire. Speaking of, got a flat tire on the freeway. I drove over something that flew off of a truck. And now my Model Y is in the shop, and they gave me a Model 3 to
Right.
drive. And yeah, I know. And so I was complaining to the insurance company. I'm like, I shouldn't have to deal with this, you know?
Oh wow. I honestly I mean it might be a thing, but as you get older, you're all right at the moment. But basically getting down into a Model 3, it's like it's too low. But the Model Y is a sort of best of both worlds. But I don't know if you're in your Model Y, you've got Grok talking to you.
No, I don't. Not in this. Not in my Model Y. I do not. I don't even have the premium connectivity. We'll
Yeah.
talk about expenses and all these nickel and diming subscriptions on
No.
some other occasion. If I don't have to have it, I won't. I mean, I
No, I
pay.
get that. I get that.
But anyhow, I feel like the Model 3 is like driving a race car. So in my mind, that's my state change. I'm like, okay, I'm close to the ground. I'm a race car. You
The
know?
carriage. Yeah, no. I haven't quite
Yeah.
persuaded Kevin to get a Model Y yet, but he'll, or a Tesla, but eventually he will. When your car, Kevin, is screaming at you to become a Model Y. That's what it's saying to you.
No, it's not. It's saying I'm a proper car with a proper petrol engine in it.
Oh,
I don't want my car to turn into white goods.
yeah,
And
all
it's
right.
a standard. It's a standard too, isn't it, Kevin?
Yeah,
Yeah, okay. Of course.
well, all right, okay. She's like an Henry Kissinger, isn't she? She's sort of, has a sort of a solution
Shalice,
to every problem, but
we've talked about the kit of tools. I get the state change. What happens when you start working with clients? No?
So when I
How
tell
does
me what you
that
mean
work?
by that.
Well,
Okay.
now how do you first of all acquire a client? What's the kind of process you go through? And I can get the tech, I can get the state change, but the process of selling that to a corporate client, I don't quite get yet.
Many of my corporate clients come through referral base, and I have some people on my that really believe in me. I'll say that. In the very beginning, when I started this process, they understood that it came from, allow me to tell this kind of long story. It came from a really long journey with me having the real estate company, which I still have, I just don't operate anymore. And I ran away into Costa Rica for a whole year. I bought property. I lived there. I didn't realize I was going through this complete overwhelm, what some will call burnout. And then I came back and I was a different person. A lot of people that talked to me that I was in network with, relationship with, were like, you're completely different. What are you doing? And I began to tell them. And so I got these small boutique clients that I didn't plan on getting because they wanted some of what I had. And I
Wow.
was like, well, come and work out with me and come and do these things. And I had them get this ring so that they privately could have understand where they came from and where they're going. And they started bringing me into their organization. Small, these were small organizations, 20 people, and teaching them some of the techniques that we were using, and it worked. And
Wow.
so I had a lot of little missionaries out there talking about this thing before I launched this thing. And I had three ladies sit on my advisory board, and they were the loudest mouthpieces that I had worked with, and they were telling people about it. And so folks wanted to now know larger corporations, how do I prove that it works? And I had this thing, and I knew that the private clients had it. And I said, well, there's only one way. It's if you can track what they were like before and what they're like now. And then I found a way to manufacture this thing or become or get a distributor in which I could use their API model to get the data and anonymize it because nothing is privacy first and nothing goes over to the employer that identifies the person's vital signs. And then I was able to now create a dashboard. So the way that it's sold, usually by word of mouth, but now I'm getting speaking engagements in front of these larger rooms, I would say, and I'm getting these workshops, and I still have those really loud women on my on my advisory board.
I think I can see at least one of them on this picture on retreat and coaching on your website. I reckon at least one of them is that person.
At least one.
And one's
And
got like 1950s glasses. She looks like a
he's
sort.
the one,
And so yeah, I'm thinking I can spot them.
And so I go in, I talk to them, I show them the dashboard, I show them the kit, I have them touch it, feel it, taste it, see what has happened over time, testimonials from people that I've trained with, and then we discuss what's right for their organization. I have like three tiers at this point, and then we go in and we do our very best. It's dashboard first. We have a QR code that they get the exercises by video now. Now I'm not the only person that can teach them, and they know what to do and how to use. And then they also get this cute little nifty card that comes in here and tells them how to use each one of the exercises. And that's how I get my customers, and that's how it spreads like wildfire, and everyone wants to understand the edge to ease. So yes, there will be wish people out there, and more power to them. Please, please, please.
I'm not sure there is, but I mean, it just occurred to me that probably is, or will be, but especially as maybe somebody has watched this. But having said that, you seem as a person to be almost like, you have an inner peace, I think. I'm seeing something there. I might be wrong. I might be completely wrong, but the point is, you seem to have that wonderfulness inside that says, I'm pretty happy with my lot. I'm doing
Thank you.
okay. No, but I it come I, Kevin, tell me I'm wrong. And but it comes across in a way that it's joyful to be a part of.
Thank you.
Graham, wrong.
Ah, yeah, well, you're a grumpy old
this is
sod.
That
The actual
welcome to
fact that you're
Shalise.
not wrong, Graham. You're
Thank you.
spot on here. Just you told me I had to tell you're wrong, so I felt obliged to.
Welcome to Shalise 2.0.
Oh, right, okay. And was Costa Rica getting you sorted from 1.0?
Yeah, it was. It was. I just had a chance to breathe and step away from everything, and I know that it's a privilege. I know everyone is not able to do that, and so they have to use these tools in the middle of their workday. But being able to take that break, I'm so grateful that my business one didn't blow up,
No.
because it could have, and I really didn't care. Honestly, I was at that point that everything could have gone to pot, and I wouldn't have cared, but it didn't.
No.
And I came back to a much better place, and I was making a lot more revenue than I was before I went. So I had nothing to do but smile, right? Because I was doing this thinking
Above
about that
the
money.
desk. Above the
The money.
desk, yeah. It's almost like a chef's kiss on a million times, isn't it? But I absolutely adore what you and what you stand for.
Thank
I really
you.
do. We've been doing this for, I don't know, 10, 11 years, something like that, Kevin. And we've had some amazing people. I mean, some truly amazing people. And you're right up with them.
Well, thank you. Now I have to see. Now I have to look at every episode to see how many people you said that to, Graham. Damn. Now you're gonna make this really. I've got to binge every episode just to make sure that you haven't said this to every single guest.
Below the desk, I was doing this, crossing my fingers. But
It's all right. Shalise, you've only got about 530 episodes to go through.
yeah, I know. We'll be about
Okay.
that. I
Oh.
genuinely don't say it to everybody, we genuinely ha we're. I think we've been blessed. We don't really monetize the Next 100 Days podcast, but it monetizes itself for us because we get. Well, personally, I get a lot of value, and I know that Kevin does as well. But it's that kind of. It's almost like having an MBA every week. You're finding some really talented people with a bit of a different take on something, and yours is it's a different take. And
Yes.
how do people get in touch with you? Because I've got a site here as liveasif.co. Brilliant.
That's it. That's perfect. And if they are into social media, I am Shalice L. Daniels everywhere. LinkedIn,
Yeah,
TikTok.
I did notice that. Yeah, I did notice that. And yeah, I mean, you've got some very, very attractive friends. I'm just talking about the blokes here, but no, I mean, I like it. But no, I love it. I just love the fact that you're enjoying life, and I'm just looking at your pictures now, and there's one with some like mess on your nose here. I don't know what that's all about. And there's a bloke behind you with painting on him. Is it?
That bloke is my husband.
Is that? Does he dress up like that all the time?
He doesn't. We were at a retreat in Costa Rica, and we were doing blue paint. It's it was like a sacred ceremony of like releasing things, and so we got to paint each other blue with clay.
Oh
Clay.
wow, yeah, because it would be blue, wouldn't it? It'd paint yourself blue. Yeah, but I honestly, you're a bit special, and I think our listeners will think that as well. And the ones who happen to watch this on YouTube, when I get around to putting it on there, and then basically, I am to social media that what Kevin is to sartorial dress, and you know, as well, he wore that shirt this morning. We did another podcast, so you'll have seen that shirt twice. You'd not this one. You know, what can I say?
I don't have enough shirts to get changed in the middle of the day, Graham.
All right, well, I am lying there, because basically this was under the shirt that I had on. So basically,
Yes,
there you are.
good,
So there you go.
smart.
So there you went. Right. So if you had to give some advice to everybody that's listening to this, and you said, look, I've got a bit of experience here. I might not be able to get in front of you, but if you find yourself in this situation, what's your go-to sort of couple of things that you would advise them to think about?
The first thing is close their eyes and breathe out longer than they breathe in. If you have the opportunity to put both feet down and put your hands on top of your lap, breathe. That is the first and easiest thing. Yeah, your breath is the machine that you control in your body. And we allow it to automatically work on its own all the time, so often. When all we have to do is take control for about 90 seconds, 120 for you, Graham, and breathe out longer than you breathe in for that 90 seconds. Open your eyes. And if you still feel like you want to flip the desk, do it again. That's
Wow,
my best advice.
that's Shalice. You've been an outstanding guest on the Next 100 Days podcast. Thank you for joining us.
So, Graham, are you all ready to try out some rest technology?
Some of the techniques are really quite cute, and I think if you're in a corporate job, or like your audience, CFOs, what I would be doing with you, with your people, is saying I'd refer Shalice to them, because the techniques that she talks about, and her knowledge of that sort of area of help, could be really helpful to them. Could be career saving. It could avoid the issues that one of our other guests not too long ago talked about, having a stand up with the chairman of the company, which lost her a job. So basically, I think this opportunity to maybe de-trigger yourself, or to stay low beat, and not get engaged. Pretty smart, I think, in a corporate setting.
And I'm thinking of one or two circumstances where you've got that email in from somebody that really has triggered something. The dangerous thing is you react immediately to the trigger and bang out the reply. That I've found a very useful technique is that you do react immediately to the trigger, you bang out the reply and then press delete, not send. Then you go in and write the proper reply, having got it out of your system.
Yeah, I think that's really smart, Kevin. It really is. I emails are so easy to misinterpret. So, I suppose on that note, with things easy to misinterpret, with the various conversations we've had with Shalice. Today, I've been Graham Arrowsmith.
I've been Kevin Appleby. Goodbye.
Goodbye.